on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me till
Jesus is real to me.
No other
has
good.
Yeah.
I know that. Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, he's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other
has
good. I know that he's real.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. And this is the Powerful Vessel Gospel House Reigns edition of the show for August 2021. All right, you know, when it's Gospel House Reigns, that means it's a 45-minute mix that we're going to be listening to. So we're going to be giving God the praise and the glory for a while today. Whether you get up and do it physically, you can do it mentally, you can do it spiritually, but you can just rejoice and be glad in the Lord. But we're going to start out with the reading of the Word of God, because that's the reason we're here and that's the reason we're celebrating. We're going to be reading 2 Corinthians, the entire fourth chapter. That's 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. And the mix is based off of this reading as well. I want everyone to, before I start reading, I want everyone to take a moment and go to our website, jhom.org. That's jhom.org. There you'll find a multitude of resources, everything about the ministry. There's a place where you can download our free smartphone app so you can listen to the shows, listen to the mixes, and most importantly, have a full-length Bible at your fingertips right on the app. Also, there's a place for you to give to the ministry. We are a non-for-profit 501c3. All donations are tax-deductible and go to spreading the Word of God. I read, therefore, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart, rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays in the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine in darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay that shows that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Now, I want to pause. But we have this treasure in jars of clay that they're talking about our body, our human body. So it says, but we have this treasure that's in a human body to show that all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We also carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may also be revealed in our mortal body. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, "I believe, therefore I have spoken." Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us from Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, do not lose heart. Outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentum and troubles are achieving for us the eternal glory that therefore outweighs them all. So fix your eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Whew, that was a lot. I want you to reread the entire, that's what the meditation and the assignment for the week is going to be, reading 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. I read the whole thing, and I'm just going to give you the gist of it, but I want you to pray for wisdom. Pray to the Holy Spirit for understanding, because it is written that the Holy Spirit will remind us of all things that were said by Christ and all things that are true. So pray for the Holy Spirit to be with you to dissect this. But with the things that I want you to concentrate on is that, you know, this is clearly saying that, you know, we're vessels with power, and you're going to hear that in the mix. We're vessels with a lot of power, but the power that we have within us is the power of God. We are decaying day by day. Every day your body gets older. Every day your body begins to break down. And that is just something that is called life. That's part of the lifespan. The mortal lifespan is for your body to decay. But we're talking about your eternal soul. We're talking about that soul that never dies, that will rest even in, either in heaven or in hell. Those who believe in Jesus Christ, Jesus said, you will be saved and be with me in glory. So, what we preach is not ourselves. What we preach is Jesus. What we preach is that that light that shines in the darkness that God sent to shine in a dark world. That is what we're preaching. God is who we're edifying. We are just decaying pieces of clay, but we have the power of God within us, and that is what is being displayed. So no matter what is going on, no matter how much we go through down here, we have the power of God within us, which means we can overcome every situation, any situation, no matter what the situation. And we know all of this because we believe in our Lord and Savior Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Father. We're believers. And we have to remember, as believers, there are certain things that we have to get accustomed to, and that is having the power of God within us and knowing that we're just powerful little images of God. He said, I made you in my own image. So through Christ, calling on Christ within our lives and letting his light shine within ourselves, there is no way we can't overcome the obstacles of the world, because through Christ there is victory. All right, everybody, again, this is a fully packed verse, but I read the whole chapter, not to discuss the whole chapter with you, give you the highlights. I want you to read it for yourself, and I want you to listen to the mix as well. I want to reread the 13th verse before I go. The Spirit is saying reread that. It said, it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have the same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Before we know that, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. For all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. So as we demonstrate the light, as we bring people into the light, as we start showing the glory of God and the absolute mercy and grace and just, oh, I can't find a human word to describe this presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of Christ in your life. Once you display that, people get drawn to that, and that gives them the reason to celebrate, everyone. And on that note, we're going to rest and let that marinate with you for a minute. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you on this as we begin to listen to the Gospel House mix, which is called the Sister Pucci Overcomer Mix, which is, like I said, it's about 38 minutes long. And for that time, I just want you to rejoice on the things that I have just mentioned. Just that the fact that God loved us so much, he gave us a son to die for our sins so we may be saved. Because you know what? I feel it every day when I get on to tell you how much I'm hurting. My body is decaying. I know it. It's going down. But what I'm trying to save is my eternal soul. And that's why I get up and do what I do. And I hope that you all will join me in the knowledge that Christ is Lord. He is our Savior. He died for our sins. He rose again. He's coming back to get us. And no matter what we go through, we already know it's already going to be all right, because he overcame the world. All right, everybody, you know the rules for the dance mix. You're supposed to get up and give God praise for the entire length of the mix. I said this is 40 minutes, so you can praise Him, clean your house, you can do whatever you need to do, but praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. And also listen for the message just embedded in the mix, because it's a ministry within itself. Everybody, without further ado, let's give God some holy praise after that message.
Troubled, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair, 'cause I'm a vessel full of power with a treasure none can compare. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. I'm a vessel full of power with a treasure from the Lord. For your power, it has resurrected me over painful circumstances that my poor soul could not flee.
Yeah. The best I can, the Bible's in my hand, my God can give whatever. DJ. Bye.
If you believe in the Lord, He will save you. And I know that if you put your trust in the Lord, yes, He will.
Yeah. yourself and say,
right, everybody. Woo! Catch your breath, catch your breath, catch your breath. That was the Gospel House Reigns mix for the month. Everyone, if you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show, and we've come to the end of the show. But I want everyone to focus on and read the entire book, the entire fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians. That's what the message was about today. But I want to leave you with 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter, the 7th through the 9th verse. And it says this: "But we have this treasure in jars of clay that shows that this all-suppressing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not destroyed. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed." Everyone, no matter what happens to us, we have the victory in Christ. We have the victory because God is our Father. And He promises that in His Word. So we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with "How Great Thou Art" by Society Hill Music. I want you all to remember to visit the website, jhom.org, as well as I'll see you back here next week. Peace, love, and blessings, everyone. I'm out.
Mom!